Ever wonder what happened to Sri Lanka's anti-conversion law? Today you'll get an update. Tensions in Russia are complicating outreach work. And Bethany Christian Services defines what makes a champion. This is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A recent surge in Sri Lanka's nationalism is being accompanied by violence against Christians. It's bad timing for the nation, now under scrutiny by the United Nations for human rights trouble. Among those, mounting religious rights violations. Buddhist monk attacks were cited, as well as an anti-conversion law that disappeared. Greg Musselman, a voice of the Martyrs Canada.
It's still before the legislature. It hasn't been defeated, but it hasn't been passed. There's many that are not in favor of it.
The bill was proposed 5 years ago, but there's been no forward action.
The reason, I think, for the delay is that they just don't have the support within their legislature to be able to get this through.
Ironically, though it complicated evangelistic work, it also strengthened believers' resolve.
Continue to pray that this law won't be passed. Also, that the church would be protected and that they would be reacting according to what the Bible teaches, and not using violence to get back at those using violence.
Join us at our website, where you'll find specific prayer needs, links to action, and more. Next, terrorism threats surrounding the Olympics in Sochi have tensions high. Those tensions are causing problems for approved Olympic outreach. Russian ministries just started theirs. The goal? 700,000 copies of scripture and Christian literature in 11 cities. Russian ministry's Wally Kulikov is in Vladikavkaz, 500 miles away from Sochi.
We set up a table and we engaged people, and I think we handed out a lot of literature. We prayed with a lot of people, and today people accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Authorities had told Christians not to evangelize. Kulikov says they're using the system to their benefit.
While we're in the marketplace, three times the police came to disperse our table, to disperse our engagement with the local people, but to their great surprise, we had permission from the local government.
They'll be joining me in Sochi next week. Pray more people will come to Christ. This is Mission Network News. What makes a champion? An Olympic gold medalist? Well, yeah, but what about someone on call to save lives at any hour? Bill Blackwire recently blogged about why Lifeline is one group of champions in this world. This confidential communication for people facing a crisis provides information, hope, and services. Countless lives have been impacted by this resource. Pray those facing a tough life decision would utilize Lifeline and experience hope of the gospel. Meanwhile, since May, Pastor Kushkumbayev has been in prison awaiting trial on charges of what they're calling intentional infliction of grievous bodily harm. His supposed victim says the charges are false. The 67-year-old pastor is in poor health. He finally had a hearing at the end of last month, but his lawyer abandoned the case and the court won't resume until a new lawyer is found. Pray that a good lawyer would be found soon, and for perseverance for persecuted Christians in Kazakhstan. And Eminence Katie Haar shares a final report from Loganoff, Haiti.
Every nation's hope rides on its young people, and it's no different on Loganoff. Starfish is considering an investment in the next generation by partnering with a Haitian-run orphanage. Development coordinator Renee Janofsky explains how Madame Soliette started the Jesus Home for Children of Loganoff.
Since she was a little girl, she's always had a dream to help the kids. She didn't know how it was going to happen, but she knew that she had a dream, and God used a lot of other people to help her accomplish that dream.
Agriculture might be one of the ways that Starfish can help.
They're trying to grow their own agriculture, but she would admit that she doesn't know a lot about it.
Find all the details, plus ways that you can help out, at our website. Pray wisdom for Starfish and the orphanage. Ask the Lord to clearly show them how they can best work together. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous gift, MNN's now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Wendell. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what it was like during rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.